Smith Sabatino here. We are talking to Dr. J. Joseph Marr, medical doctor, and the book Fall from Grace, a physician's retrospective on the past 50 years of medicine and the impact of social change. And again, thank you, Dr. Marr, for staying with us. And my question to you is intuitive diagnosis still of value in the medical community today?
Well, yes, it is. Prior to the use of computers in the beginning in the 70s and then coming forward, medicine used a different computer, and that was the one that comes with the person. It's built into the head. And much of medical school was involved with learning disease, obviously, but patterns and how does the disease present itself? What does this symptom mean? It could mean any one of a half a dozen diseases. And that was actually rather effective. I can tell you from my own experience, if you sit down, and here's the key, if you have time to sit down with a patient and talk with that person as much as you need, that person will tell you what's wrong with him or her. If you pull the information out, it's rare in a differential diagnosis when you list what you think are the possibilities. It's rare that you don't hit it in the first three. Now, that being said, the technology that has become available since then has helped enormously, because one can test these diagnoses very, very quickly by using a CAT scan or an MRI or an ultrasound, some other thing, various chemical tests to look for clues. So the technology has sped up the diagnostic and therapeutic process enormously. You're still a little bit dependent upon what's in the physician's head, although there's an attempt to change that. We'll see how that plays by making checklists. And I have to tell you, I have a bias here that it takes much less thinking to fill out a checklist than it does to sit down and write down a differential diagnosis. The idea is that you will be able to consider more things on a checklist. But checking boxes is not a substitute for thinking.
One of the things, Dr. Marr, that I've noted over the last 15 years or so, and I've requested and always have of my general practitioner that I've gone to for many years, is a blood screening.
Yeah.
And that's very simple, but in a general CBC and all the other tack-ons that are asked for in terms of looking for, I'm an elderly gentleman, plus 60, if you will, and these things...
He's really old.
I'm ahead of both of you.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I don't know. I'm in my 70s.
We're always young at heart. We're always young at heart. Remember that. However, the point is that... do you see that continuing? Because it's remarkable what you can screen through a blood screening. I don't mean to use the double on top, but the point is, are they continuing that as a process today?
Yes, definitely. It's a It is a process, and it's useful. This is not an issue, but there always is the potential difficulty of false positives that. In a screen of, let us say, 25 tests in the blood, one of them might be abnormal, and the danger is that you chase it rather than wait a day and then do it again and see if that's gone back to normal. There's a statistical problem there. But the blood screens and other screens are quite valuable, as I said, for eliminating diagnostic possibilities, sometimes ruling them in.
Well, I have to say, Dr. Marr, that you are enlightening to both us and I presume to our listeners. I again want to say the book is Fall from Grace, a physician's retrospective on the past 50 years of medicine and the impact of social change. Do you have a website, Dr. Marr, that people can go to?
Yes, sir, I do. It's jjmarr.com, so jjmarr.com. You can read about the book there and order it directly from the publisher. One can also go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, but the website will give you a little more information right now.
Well, I know personally I will get one, and I
that
think
makes
Carl
two
will
of us.
Too.
That makes
so,
two of us.
Thank you very much, Dr. Marr, for joining us on Smith Sabatino.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It.
Thank you. That's fascinating.
Yes, indeed.
We've got to get him back.
Yes, I agree.
There's more we can do. There's more questions. I'm writing a list as we're going on. I'm watching the clock, and we're running out of time, even in the second segment. There are so many things that our listeners, I know, want to know. And this is one of the topics, the basic topic of basic health care. And he hits right to the point.
Yeah, he does. And it's interesting. He says he's an older gentleman, but he certainly has a great command of medicine as well as his words.
Absolutely. We'll get him back, we promise. Dr. Moore, wonderful, wonderful interview. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. Please stay with us as we continue on America Weekend, the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Why does one person get rich while another makes nothing?
John Sutter, a successful farmer, discovered gold on his land. His road to riches, right?
No. Sutter wanted to build an agricultural empire. He refused to alter his plan, so he didn't make a penny from the California gold rush he started.
Sam Brannan, a store owner, saw opportunity in the gold rush, so he bought up every miner's tool he could lay his hands on. In just 9 weeks, he made nearly $900,000 in today's dollars. He went on to become the richest man in California.
Be flexible with your plans and grab opportunity when it knocks. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to beat your depression without seeing a shrink? Okay, nothing takes the place of proper health care, but give a listen to the science of this trick. It's called art therapy. It seems that when people are able to dabble in art, it helps alleviate their depression. This common sense finding comes straight out of clinical observations. Many a therapist has observed that depressed patients don't doodle. When they get them involved with doodling, art, basic garden variety drawing, their depression may not completely go away, but it makes it easier to manage. What's the cheap psychological trick? Until you can get in to see a shrink, maybe you ought to take some art classes. A doodle a day may keep the depression away. Hey, don't laugh. It could happen. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.